There are 9 Democratic candidates running, including a former sheriff, a former suburban mayor, and a business owner. At San Antonio's main library, about 200 people gathered to hear from 6 of those candidates. One of the questions Bexar County Democratic Party Chair Manuel Medina asked was about health care.
Health care, we know, is a major concern to all Texans. Where do you stand on the Affordable Care Act?
Dallas businessman Jeffrey Payne answered first. He owns 5 businesses, including a gay nightclub. Payne says the ACA needs repairing.
We tweak it. We make it better. You come out with a program like the ACA, of course it's going to have to be tweaked. We knew that going in. It wasn't going to be perfect. But instead, the Republicans just want to scrap it and put more people on the uninsured list.
Payne leads more toward Medicare for All or a single-payer system. Joe Mumbach is a self-employed audio-video technician who was raised as a Republican but became a Democrat in the 1960s. He says the current health care system is beyond repair.
There's no hope for it anymore. So I think what we need to do is to join the rest of the civilized world. We are the only country in the civilized world that does not offer universal health care to its citizens.
Former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez was one of the first prominent contenders to join the governor's race. When asked about how to bring more jobs to South Texas, she said the state needs to focus on obtaining jobs that pay livable wages.
Currently, one of the ways that Abbott brings jobs to Texas is we have a low minimum wage. So come in because you can pay your folks less. To me, that says we're bringing in the jobs on the backs and the cost of the poor.
Andrew White of Houston is the son of former Texas Governor Mark White. He says any attempt to move the needle on jobs in Texas has to involve energy.
Alternative energy or traditional energy, either way, we need to expand our alternative fuels and our investment in those technologies. Texas needs to lead in the technology of energy, and that takes a governor who will lead in that.
Cedric Davis is the former mayor of Balk Springs, a suburb of Dallas with about 24,000 people. When asked about criminal justice reforms, Davis said nonviolent offenders should receive training to help them find jobs after they're released from jail. With many Democratic candidates on the ballot, it's likely the Democratic race for governor will end in a runoff after the March 6th primary. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.